keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A memorial service is planned for a Butler County paramedic who died while in the line of duty.
Justin Lopp died suddenly last week after suffering a heart attack. The Butler County Sheriff says Lopp was responding to an emergency call for service when he collapsed. A public viewing is scheduled for 11:30 to 1 p.m. on Thursday at Park City Arena. The memorial service will follow immediately. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help Lopp's wife and daughter with unexpected expenses. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Damage assessments continue to roll in after Sunday's tornado in the Reno County town of Plevna. A community-wide cleanup effort began Monday after a chaotic storm damaged homes and vehicles on Sunday night. Power is out for much of the town, and the Hutchinson Post said immediate needs include portable bathrooms and water. The roof at Plevna Community Bible Church was torn off. The National Weather Service has yet to issue an official damage rating for that tornado. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 69. Northwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, clear skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Topeka native and Topeka High alum Nigeri Kennedy is once again up for USA Softball's top collegiate honor. The Texas Tech junior pitcher has been named a top three finalist for the 2025 USA Softball National Player of the Year. She currently boasts a .092 ERA with 272 strikeouts and a 28-5 record in the circle this season. She's also hitting .318 with 10 home runs and 33 RBIs. Slugging .716. She finished the regular season as the Big 12 Pitcher of the Year, Big 12 Tournament Most Outstanding Player, and First Team All Big 12, and a member of the NFCA All Central Region First Team. She recently helped Texas Tech to its first ever Super Regional. Kennedy began her career with Stanford and transferred to Texas Tech at the end of her sophomore year. She's a two-time Kansas Gatorade Player of the Year in 21 and 22, and helped Topeka High to win two straight 6A state championships in high school. The other two finalists are Nebraska's Jordy Ball and Arkansas's Bree Ellis. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit Lady Trojan softball team punched their ticket to Thursday's championship at Minneapolis with a 15-0 win in the semifinal game of the Minneapolis Regional over Lions. Earlier in the day, Beloit beat Nickerson 7-6. Lions beat Ellsworth 7-5 to advance to the semifinals. At Minneapolis, number one seed Minneapolis beat number eight seed Plainville Stockton 16-0. Number four seed Russell Victoria lost to five seed Lindsberg Smoky Valley. And then in the semifinals, Minneapolis beat Lindsberg Smoky Valley 13-3, and Beloit beat Lions 15-0, setting up Thursday's regional championship match at Minneapolis. 20-4, Minneapolis takes on 19-8 Beloit at 6 p.m. with the winner going to the 3A state championship in at Topeka Invest, the softball complex, May 29th and 30th. Boy, baseball season ended last night. They finished the season 11-9. Heston beat Halstead 13-3. And then in the other semifinal at Lucas, Beloit beat Ellsworth 8-5. And then the final, Heston hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth to end the game 10-0 over Beloit to end the Beloit Trojan season. They finished the season 11-9, and another successful season for Brandon Cox. 2A golf at Salina Municipal Golf Course yesterday. Sacred Heart won it 307. Hutch Trinity 319. Ellenwood 355. Smith Center 390. Solomon 431. Harrington 438. Inman 449. Elsleen 489. Luke Newell of Sacred Heart won it with a 69. Carson Sass and Cole Kirchhoff for Smith Center finished 18th and qualified for the state tournament at Turkey Creek in McPherson, May 27th and 28th, shooting 92. Other Smith Center scores were Corey Weltmer, 96, Brody Sadler, 108, Maddox Peterson, 114, and Cutter McDowell, 127. The Beloit golfers will be in Wichita today at the Wichita Tallgrass Country Club, 3A regional hosted by Wichita Trinity today. Tee time is 8:30 a.m., Teams involved in the 3A regional at Wichita Tallgrass Country Club include Beloit, Heston, Burlington, Minneapolis, Council Grove, Wichita Collegiate, Wichita Trinity, Southeast Saline, and Halstead. This has been John Bowden for KD Country 94, Z96.3 Sports.